The Vermont Rights of Nature campaign has drafted a proposed constitutional amendment that would change Chapter 1 of the state constitution to recognize the rights of the natural areas and wild populations of Vermont. The petition for a town meeting vote states that the amendment would find that, quote, "The natural environment of Vermont, including its forests, natural areas, surface and groundwaters, and fish and wildlife populations, has certain natural, inherent, and unalienable rights." Steve Marks is a coordinator of the campaign.
When I heard that corporations had rights, it made me angry. And rather than make it a fight, I felt like, let's make it an even playing field. So how could we do that? Well, we could give the earth rights. If the earth has rights and corporations have rights and people have rights, then it's fair. So that's how it started.
Steve Marks admits that Vermont's constitution will be very difficult to change.
What I think it's going to do is make it so that if there are any major ecological changes, that we will have to discuss them and we'll have to go through a legal system. I mean, it's certainly not going to mean that you can't cut down a tree or fish in the rivers or anything like that. The thing about the constitutional amendment is that Vermont has the shortest constitution in the United States and the hardest to change. So all this is saying is for the legislature to start looking into it. I also felt that it was a good educational tool, that it would get people to think and to talk. And I feel that the best way to change things is to talk. The best place to talk is town meeting. So I thought that if we could get it on the warning at town meetings, then maybe we could change things.
There is a global alliance for the rights of nature. Ecuador has a rights of nature provision in its constitution. Bolivia has developed a Mother Earth law. Vermont Law School professor Patrick Parento says the rights of nature is a noble idea, and some states do have clauses or provisions that declare the environment a common resource that must be protected.
The problem legally is that, with rare exceptions, unless there's an implementing statute that goes along with it, a bare constitutional provision might not be enforced through the courts. There have been instances in Pennsylvania, for example, where there was a right to a healthy environment article adopted in the state constitution, but when it came to court, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said it's not self-enforcing, that in the absence of legislation, a court won't enforce it. So it's a nice idea. It would at least be a symbolic acknowledgement that nature is getting short shrift in a lot of ways. But as far as a practical legal remedy, that's an open question. So I see this as mostly a symbolic effort, but I don't really see it as a legal tool that's going to dramatically change the way development occurs on the landscape.
Organizers hope to place the proposed Rights of Nature article on town meeting day ballots in Stratford, Norwich, Sharon, Tunbridge, and Thetford. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.